Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We'll continue with the discussion on Bas of one's daughter in the Peleoid Shir, Shin 169. We've discussed in the past that Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And for men, the study of Torah is the most important mitzvah for them to do. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, addresses the question, what is the most important mitzvah for women? Women do not have a chiyuv of limurat Torah. Women have to know all of the halachas that pertain to them. The Chafetz Chaim says that when a person learns Chumash and Rashi, it brings Yirah Shemayim. And the Chafetz Chaim encourages women should be learning Chumash and Rashi. But there's no chiyuv midoraisa, there's no chiyuv for a lady, or the rabbanim for that matter, to learn Talmud Torah for the sake of learning. What is the most important mitzvah for the lady? And the Gra explains that mitzvah is tznius, modesty, to which now the Peleoid tells us that although shechayev adam lekashit es bitoy, that is appropriate for a father to make sure his daughter looks attractive, so she could get a good shidduch. However, the bas has, the daughter has to be very careful, and every lady for that matter has to be very careful to appreciate the fact that she's a bas melech, that she is a princess. A princess does not expose everything. A princess does not show all of her jewels to everyone. And here in this discussion, by the Peleoids, he tells us that Rabbi Yochanan once overheard a young lady davening to Hashem that she should never be machshul any men. She should never be a stumbling block for men to do an aveir because of her. Says Gemara in Sefer Daf Chav Beis, Lemanu yiras chayt mi besula. We learn how to fear Hashem, fear an Aveira, not to do an Aveira, Yiras Chet, from this young lady. The Rabbi Yochanan Shama Lo'isa Besula, Sho'isa Mispalelis, this young lady, she was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Barosa Gan Eden, Barosa Gehenna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created a place of Gan Eden, and you created a place of Gehenna. Let it be the will before you. She's begging Hashem. Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu, she'al yikoshlu bi b'nei adam. That I should not be a reason that people should do an avera, that they should have incorrect thoughts because of me, that they should look at me in a forbidden way. I should not be a stumbling block for other people. All of the honor of a bas melech is inside. Modesty in dress, modesty in speech, modesty in behavior. This is the kavod, this is the honor of a bas melech. Then he says, interestingly, that by Bnei the Ari Yishmael, by the Arab lands, this is, to some degree, he says, there is some modesty in dress. But by Bnei Edom, the descendants of Edom, descendants of Esav, you don't have this at all. It's Parutz Miruba. It's Poritz means a breach. What does a breach mean? A breach means that when there's a fence and you break through that fence, that's called a pirza. A lady who is expressing lack of tznius is referred to as a prutza. She's breaking the breach. And he says further, minug ois yois is gehenim. The word minug is Oisius Gehenim. The same letters of Mem, Nun, Hey, Gimel are the same letters of Gimel, Hey, Nun, Mem, from the word Gehenim. And he's telling us, don't just do according to the custom of Bnei Edom. Don't just do the custom of the nations around you. That's how we dress. That's because if one does it, that's what he's bringing out. That minute, that custom of the other nations will, God forbid, Chas Hashem, bring a person to Gehenna. The Isha Yiras Hashem, he tisalo. However, the God-fearing lady, Isha Yiras Hashem, he tisalo, that she is praiseworthy. Her reward will be tremendous. We had mentioned that the Schus Nashim said Konyas, and the merit of the righteous women, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and in the merit of the righteous women, we will be redeemed from this Golis as well. And this is what Chazal mean. This act of women dressing appropriately. What does appropriate mean? It means halachically appropriately. And to be very specific, the knees are covered when once it's down, and the elbows are covered, and the neckline is covered. That's halachically, that's what it means. Take a look in Hilchos Kriya Shema. That's where it discusses when a person is reciting a bracha, he's reciting Shema in front of an erva, in front of an unclad person, an unclad lady. That's what it means, that those parts of the body have to be covered. There's a chazal that tells us of a lady by the name of Kimchis. Kimchis was a lady who was exceedingly modest, of the highest madrega. And in her schus, in her merit, she was zeichet to have 7 boys who were kehanim gedoilim. In the schus that she was so modest, so tsunua, she merited to have 7 Kohanim Gedoilim, 7 sons who are Kohanim Gedoilim. This is a tremendous, tremendous Yetzirah when it comes to men, to Mevatel Torah, because Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. And by men, they have a Yetzirah of Bittul Torah, of not learning. That's where the Yetzirah attacks the men. And by women, we have to know where the battle is. We have to know where to protect ourselves. By women, specifically, the Yetzirah attacks women specifically when it comes to tznius. And these are the very encouraging words of the Peleoites. From, we learn Yereschet from this young lady, says Rabbi Yochanan. The great Rabbi Yochanan says, where do you learn Yereschet? That she doesn't want to be the source of any man doing an aveir because of her. All the chashev women listen to these shurim. Let us take this to heart, this message to heart. And you can be those nashim tzidkanius that are going to, just like we said, in times of Mitzrayim, in the merit of the nashim tzidkanius, we were redeemed. You can be these nashim tzidkanius that will bring the geula shleima v'mhir v'yameinu.